the current state of the aviation industry from the people who design and build avionics. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Economically, aviation is in a pretty crummy place right now. One of the silver linings we've been expecting is that aircraft owners faced with a bad time to replace their aircraft might opt instead to upgrade the avionics in their existing aircraft. If that's happening, growth in the retrofit market could offset declines in the OEM market, right? But is that what's really happening? Today, two perspectives. One is the upbeat welcome address from Aircraft Electronics Association President Paula Dirks to attendees at AEA 2009 in Dallas on April 1st.
I have to be right up front with you. This is probably the hardest State of the Association address that I've ever had to deliver. The United States and countries around the world are facing turbulent times. And it's a fine line to walk to know whether to stand here this morning before you with a smile on my face and say everything's going to be fine, or to be a little bit more negative and maybe realistic and commiserate with each other about how bad business is right now. Never before in my lifetime, and I'm sure in many of your lifetimes, have we experienced our economy in such turmoil, and our industry is hurting. Disparaging remarks about the business aviation industry from our leaders in Washington and the general media have caused undue harm over the last several weeks. Pilots are holding onto their cash and delaying purchases of new airplanes. They're delaying the retrofit of their instrument panels, and they're even delaying fuel for their airplanes. And AEA members are feeling the effects. As our company members are struggling with declining sales, decreasing prospects of new members, a tightening credit market, and tumbling investment portfolio values, keeping the faith becomes even more critically important for each of us. That's why I have decided this morning to set the tone of this convention for the rest of the week to positive. Right here, right now, positive. Am I crazy? Am I wrong to do so? Am I kidding myself? And am I coming off as disingenuous to those people who are really struggling? I don't think so. And my proof is standing here at this podium this morning and looking out at the faces of each and every one of you. What are you doing here? Why are you here in Dallas this week? I think it's because you are like me, and you choose to think positively. You choose to spend these slow times by investing in yourself and your business. You're learning, you're training, you're networking, you're exploring new revenue streams this week, you're creating exciting new avionics technologies, and you're growing your business. Well, AEA thinks the same way, and that's why we're developing new training products and continually searching for new services to offer you to improve your business and build upon your bottom line. We're designing new classes to take advantage of in the Derby Center for Professional Development at our new headquarters office throughout 2009 and beyond. And as the presentation just showed, we're debuting this week a new look and feel to the AEA website with easier navigation to popular sites on the area and online training capabilities. Your board of directors has made it our mission to develop stronger working relationships with the airframe manufacturers to spread the word about the importance of AEA service centers and repair stations and the role they can play in the aftermarket arena. And we're planning for 2010 and beyond with the promise of NextGen and the opportunities that brings our avionics community. Right here, right now, with AEA beside you all the way, we are an industry of doers. We're not waiting for a bailout. All we need is our guts and our determination, much like the aviation pioneers before us, and we don't give up easy. We have to depend on ourselves to get this job done. And everyone in this room that has been in this industry longer than 5 years, we've done it before, and we're going to do it again. So I challenge you this week to stop lamenting about how awful the market is and instead use that valuable time to focus on your company's true expertise. It may be slower than usual, but now we all have a few extra moments to spend time on projects that have languished while money was being made. Relationships with your local legislative figures can now be built upon. Get involved with your local chamber of commerce. Introduce yourself to your local city council members. Let your community know the importance of the business and general aviation industry to your neighborhood. I would suggest you write a letter to your editor of your local newspaper. I've done it twice in the last few weeks, defending the right for corporations to use a business aircraft as an economic business tool. We need to spread a message besides just in our own industry out to the world that we are alive and we are kicking. And it starts again right here, right now, with 31 new products set to debut in just a few moments, and with the cutting of the ribbon into an exhibit hall this afternoon that is bursting at the seams with new avionics technologies. You're going to have the opportunity to attend more than 75 hours of training courses you can choose from this week, and the ability to socialize and network with industry colleagues at the different social events planned throughout the week. The AEA staff and the AEA Board of Directors are glad to be here this week, and we're glad that you have made the commitment to be here as well. Here is to a successful convention week right here, right now, in Dallas, Texas. Thank you very much, and welcome again.
In a moment, how do some of the exhibitors and attendees feel about their short-term prospects in the current marketplace? We'll hear a brief montage of nine opinions from AEA 2009. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack. Today, we're hearing perspectives on the state of the industry from AEA 2009. We've heard what AEA President Paula Dirks has to say. Now, let's hear opinions from nine exhibitors and attendees. We'll identify them for you in a moment. The question is, how do you judge the state of the industry right now?
There's reason for serious concern, primarily because of the constant drumbeat against corporate aviation. That worries me a lot. I'm very antagonistic toward the media that does that, beating down on corporate jets as if they're a toy. I thought we were past that a long time ago. So that is reason for concern. In general, we've had some slippage in our order book. No cancellations, but a little slippage. But there's reason to be concerned about going forward, but I'm a very positive guy, and I believe we'll come out of it hopefully quicker, sooner rather than later.
I think like most sectors, we're all feeling it a little bit. Avionics is obviously a pretty highly priced sort of industry to be in, so yes, we've seen a downturn, but I don't think it's impacted perhaps as much as other sectors globally.
I would say it's not as booming as it was. People are definitely stepping back from doing the latest upgrades, you know, with the different manufacturers like Collins and L3 and Honeywell and all them, but their presence is still there. Everybody knows and wants the latest and greatest, but with the state of the economy, I think it's definitely taking a hit. But it looks like things may be on an upturn, and hopefully, you know, that look will turn into something a little stronger, more firmer, and definitely bounce back.
I think it's suffering like a lot of the other industries, not to the degree some of like our financial and banking industry or our automotive industry are, but I think it's flat at best. And I think particularly for this one that caters to a lot of general aviation and business aviation just by its nature has come under intense scrutiny given the issues that we're having with some of our major corporations that have problems in the United States.
What we're seeing is, of course, in the economic downturn, a lot of operators are either putting on hold some jobs in upgrading their aircraft, or they're moving it off to the right. What we're seeing is the small number of aircraft transactions that are taking place is where people will spend some money, because now they're getting the aircraft for the first time, so they're going to do some changes at that time that maybe they wouldn't if they were in the process of ongoing aircraft ownership.
In light with the current economic situation, as far as aviation industry, I don't really see it being really affected that much at the moment. At least we haven't seen it personally, but I know there are companies like the NBAA and CBAA operators that are hurting, but it's, I don't know. I'd like to remain a positive outlook on it, I guess.
I think considering everything, the way everything has been going, I think it's been pretty good. Of course, I think you'd like to see it a little bit better, but I think overall, in a general sense, I think it's going to be okay. And I, you know, everybody needs to fly, so everybody needs the products that's here. So you know, I think it'll eventually pick up and it'll be okay.
Well, what I think we're seeing in the circles I run in and the dealers that I deal with is pretty much all of the discretionary funds that were once available for any type of upgrades that aren't mandatory, that aren't going to be saving fuel, saving lives, that aren't flight critical, those funds have been either absorbed elsewhere or taken off the list or, you know, future upgrades. So what we're having to do now is everybody is having to struggle a little bit more, try to make things a little more creative, a little more attractive for people to want to spend the upgrades, try to tie it into any kind of fuel savings, any kind of safety rationale. You know, right now everybody's just kind of hunkering down, and some industries, you know, the utility companies, the medical companies, those type of corporations are still continuing to fly. Their flight hours are still up. But you see a lot of other corporate entities, especially given the bad press, their flight hours have dropped significantly. And you see a lot of flight departments that are just outright closing. So it's kind of a scary time.
I think it's doing well. We're you know, in a tough time like everybody else, but I think we're trying to work our way through it. The AEA is definitely working hard with the FAA to try and figure out how we're going to weather the storm like everybody else is. So, you know, the current state of things is not what we all wish it would be, but it's not as bad as it could be. So I think we're all going to make it all right.
Commenting in order of appearance were Ken Paul, U.S. Business Manager for Review Tahmin, Nicholas Cumming of Intex Limited, Chris Long of Instrument Tech Corp, Mike Farley, Business Development Manager for Aeroflex, Mike Cote, Senior VP of Sales from Midcoast Aviation, Josh Pegg of Brandt Aero, Daniel Salazar, Regional Sales Manager for Spectralux Avionics, Tim Kelly, Area Sales Manager for Honeywell International, and John Ferrero of Transcal Industries. See the video that goes with today's feature at aero-tv.net. We also asked other questions of the attendees, and you'll find those videos also in the recent archives. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.